Now this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 19, Mahaprabhu's Achintya Charitra. Mahaprabhu's Achintya Charitra means inconceivable behavior of Lord Chaitanya. These last few chapters of Anti Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gambhira Leela. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living continuously in Jagannath Puri for 18 years, and he was staying for 18 years in a place called Gambhira, which is a very small, very concealed room in the house of Kashi Mishra. And for the first 12 of those 18 years, Lord Chaitanya was very much meeting with the devotees and going for darshan in the Jagannath temple regularly, taking bath in the sea every day at noon, meeting Haridas Thakur in Siddhabokul, engaging in long Harinam Sankirtan, and mixing up with the devotees, attending Gadadhara Pandit's Bhagavad classes in Tota Gopinath every day in the afternoon. He's very much mixing with the devotees for 12 years. Then the last 6 years, he started to withdraw. And he even told the devotee, please don't come for Chaturmasya. Because the devotees from Bengal, from Navadvip and Ambikalana, and Shantipur, Mayapur, and Katwat, they would all come every year for Chaturmasya to spend the entire 4 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. But now he was going deep into his own ecstatic mood of Mahabhav, relishing having perceived and received and understood the deep ecstasies that Radharani's feeling and separation from Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to relish those states of ecstatic bliss. Divyonmad, they're called Divyonmad Mahabhav. So this time he wanted to be alone. He spent most of his time alone. And he was preparing to leave this world and displaying this incredible states of separation and love for Krishna. And this is in the book, of course, Anti Leela closes with chapter 20, which is the Shikshastakam prayers, which Lord Chaitanya spoke at the last, towards the end of his life. So this is all about separation. And this holy Dhamma, Jagannath Puri, it's a very interesting Dham, because there's the joy of meeting and the agony of separation all combined into one here. There's very joyful meetings here of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath, which means Radharani and Shamsundar. Radharani and Brajendranandan meeting here so joyfully, dancing together, moving together, spending time in Vrindavan together at least 9 days every year. But then the rest of the year, for 356 days, there's separation. But for 9 days a year, then Radharani gets to enjoy, Lord Chaitanya, gets to enjoy intimately with Jagannath, Shamasundar, Brajendranandan in the groves of Gundicha, Aitota. And there's no Lakshmi Devi there, and it's a very wonderful time. But generally, the Lord's mood was separation. And the Jagannath Puri is called Vipralamba Kshetra. Vipralamba Kshetra means the place, the field of separation. So this sand is crying. The sand of everywhere you find sand in Jagannath Puri. And if you see something growing, they bring the dirt in from Katak or Bhuvaneshwar by truck. And Jagannath Puri is everywhere around this, where Jagannath's staying, all this area is sand. And every grain of sand is full of separation. Every grain is crying. The water is crying, the ocean is crying. And for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are hearing psh, 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 psh. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing Krishna, 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 Krishna. Like whispering, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Every wave is crying for Krishna. Ceaselessly, endlessly, without stop. Krishna, 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 Krishna. The ocean is crying, where is Krishna? And this ocean represents the ocean of Radharani's heart. And that heart is in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna is experiencing that heart. So that heart is, that heart in Vipralamba Kshetra is always crying for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So the water is crying, the ocean is crying, and this soil, when you move around Jagannath Puri, this land is crying. This is separation earth. The Kshetra. Kshetra means earth, place, field, dirt, soil. This is the sand of separation. And when you go to Vrindavan, Vrindavan is a place of Milan, meeting, Sambhog. Radha and Krishna are always meeting there. Astakaliya Leela. Radha and Krishna are enjoying so many wonderful pastimes of union throughout the day. 7 o'clock, from the very early in the morning till very late at night, Radha and Krishna are enjoying different pastimes. Radharani is cooking breakfast for Krishna, and she's serving it sometimes. Manjris are serving, Krishna's relishing Radharani's cooking. And then she sees Krishna pass by the palace, and they exchange glances. And sometimes letters are sent to one another, love letters. And then they meet together in Radhakund. Has so many divine pastimes there. Then the afternoon, they meet again when Krishna comes back with the cows. Then that evening. So the soil, the land of Vrindavan is very rich. It's very rich loam. It's a very fertile place. You can grow so many crops there. It's an agricultural area all around Vrindavan. They're growing chickpeas and wheat and mustard and all kinds of sabjis, and all kinds of fruit trees are there. It's a very, very rich soil. And that soil is carrying the richness of union, the sweetness, the nourishing mood of union. So now we want to hear something about Lord Chaitanya's mood of separation, which increased. It was always there, even from the beginning in Mayapur. He was sometimes, even when he was Nimai Pandit, and he was not even initiated. No, he was maybe just initiated. And he was teaching in his school. One day he would say, Gopi, 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 Gopi. Feeling separation. But those feelings became so intense in Jagannath Puri. Unbelievably intense. Or let's say inconceivable. And although Radharani, all these experiences that Lord Chaitanya had in Puri were simply Krishna experiencing Radharani's love. Krishna experiencing and tasting and feeling Radharani's intense love for Krishna, for him. But when we see Vrindavan Leela, and Krishna and Radharani is experiencing all these sentiments, all these mellows, all these rasas, this mahabhav, Madanakya mahabhav, this intense mood. Sometimes she shows some craziness. It's called Udgurna. Udgurna means this crazy mood, and then there's a Chitralapa, or Chitrajapa, where she speaks in 10 types of crazy talk to the bumblebee. It's called Brahmargit. 10th canto of chapter 47. So she's speaking a little bit crazy out of her ecstatic love. But we don't see, although Radharani is experiencing such intense moods of in her union with Krishna and such intense moods of separation, we don't see Radharani falling to pieces. We don't see Radharani turning into a pumpkin. There's a name for Lord Chaitanya called Korma Chaitanya. Once when feeling separation, Lord Chaitanya ran to the temple, and then he collapsed there trying to climb the walls of the Jagannath temple at 1 o'clock at night to go out to rasa dance with Brajendranandan Krishna, Jagannath. Intense mood of separation. And then not being able to bear the pain, then Lord Chaitanya's arms went inside his body, and his legs went inside his body, and his head went inside. And when the Swarup Dhamana, Rai Ramananda, came and found him with a lantern in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, or night, they found this golden pumpkin. He looked like a turtle, so they gave him, his name is called Korma Chaitanya. Have you heard this name, Korma Chaitanya? So we don't see any Korma Radharani. Have you read about Korma Radharani? No such thing. But those ecstasies in Lord Chaitanya, which means Krishna, experiencing Radharani's ecstasies of separation, they are intolerable for Krishna. He could not contain them because he's not as powerful as Radharani. Radharani's more powerful. She was cool, calm, and collected. So there's someone, and there's floating in the ocean, getting caught in a net, and his joints are extended 8 inches, teeth are chattering like a machine gun, grinding his face on the wall of the Gambira, blood is coming. There, even if you read it, the entire, every single Vedic literature, every single possible Vedic literature, you will not find anywhere descriptions of ecstatic love or ecstatic rapture. Expressions of ecstatic rapture and love of Godhead. You'll not find any descriptions like you find in Lord Chaitanya. You can take all the saints of India from time immemorial who were supposedly in ecstatic bliss or in Mahabhav or Anand, but you can study the whole history of this personality or any Tukaram, this saint, that saint, any saint in India, no matter how much divine ecstasy they were experiencing, and their revelations of Godhead, or God, or their sportis, or visions, or darshans of God. Nothing like the Lord Chaitanya. Nothing. Maybe some tears, maybe some trembling. So Lord Chaitanya is phenomenal, what he displayed. So we'll hear something about it. Unmad pralap cheshta kare rachidine Radha Baba Vesha Viraha Bhare Anukshane. Anukshane. As his feelings of separation and the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani increased at every moment, the Lord's activities, both day and night, were now wild, insane performances, says Srila Prabhupada. Wild, insane performances. Unmad. They say Divyonmad means, Divya means transcendental. Unmad means Uttama Mada, a very high state of intoxication. Mada. Mada means intoxication. Unmada means Uttam. Uttam Mada means very high state of intoxication, absolute intoxication, madness. Then Divya, Divyonmad means transcendental madness, transcendental intoxication due to separation from Krishna. Unmad and pralap. Pralap is this, as I mentioned, this pralap was what Radharani spoke to the bumblebee. 10 types of pralap. Mad talks. Because lap, a lap means sound, like you see in music. They do an alap. Ah, it's called a lap. It's singing. Sarega, something like this. So pralap means crazy talks. So Prabhupada says craziness, wild, insane performance. Cheshta, cheshta means activities. Ratri dine, day and night, Radha Bhava Vesh, absorbed in the Radha Bhav. So now the absorption became absolute. In Mayapur, there was some absorption in Radha Bhav, developing. And then coming to Puri for 18 years. Mahaprabhu attended the school of Gadadhar Pandit, the school of Prema, and he was one of the instructors along with Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. And so Lord Chaitanya studied very nicely, and generally they say in 12 years you can attain perfection in whatever you take up. For example, if you take a vow, you take a vow to tell the truth. To tell the truth for 12 years. Because it is not Satyuga. It is lying yuga. Satyuga, everyone tells the truth. This is lying yuga. Everyone lies down because they're lazy. Manda Samanda Matyo. Manda Samanda Matyo. It says that everyone's lazy. First canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami explains the nature of people in Kali Yuga in one verse. Prayena Alapaya. Prayena. He said they'll be short lived. Alpa. People will be short lived in the age of Kali, and they'll always be lazy. So it's the age of lying. They're always lying, lying down. People are always lying down, and they chant japa. So then they're always lying to one another. Husbands lie to wives. Wives lie to husbands. And goes on. Children lie to their parents. And parents lie to their children. So it's full circle. Like the children say, oh, daddy, can I have some money? Oh, I don't have any money. That's a lie. He has 10,000 in his pocket. I don't have any money. So this is the lying age, so it might be difficult. But if one can somehow or other tell the truth for 12 years, every day for 12 years, at every instance, absolutely tell the truth, then what will you get? You'll get tapabalam. That's an austerity, it's a great austerity, but you'll get strength, you'll get power from that austerity. And the power, what power do you get? The power you get, it's called satyavacham. That whatever you say will come true. You become a frog. And then, I don't know how, to what extent, but they say that whatever you say will come true. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he studied in the Prem school for 12 years. Very interesting when you think about it. And the last 6 years, he wrote his thesis. Those were 12 years. Because this last 6 years is called Gambhir Leela. And the first 12 years is just his Puri Leela. And so the last 6 years is absolute 100% immersion in Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav Avesh. 100%. Avesh means absorption, envelopment. Diving into, submerging in. He was completely submerged in Radha's Bhav. So now, the Lord has finished his schooling for 12 years with Gadadhar, Lalita and Vishakha, Ramananda Roy, and Surav Damodar. Now he's learned everything, Gyan, Prem Gyan, and now it's Prem Vigyan. Now Lord Chaitanya is going to put into practice what he studied. He's going to experience what he studied. And that's called the Gambhir Leela. So now, day and night, for the last 6 years, Lord Chaitanya's feelings of Radha Bhav, of separation, were wild, insane performances. Achambite spure Krishna Mathura Gaman Udgurna Dasha Hoyla Unmara Lakshan. Suddenly there awoke within Mahaprabhu the scene of Krishna's departure to Mathura. Interesting, we just discussed this for 1 month. For 1 month we discussed this Viraha Gita from chapter 39 of 10th canto in Bombay. So now this is the mood. Because earlier, I don't know if you remember when you're reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but earlier in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they say that Lord Chaitanya's mood when he was in Puri was something like how the gopis felt when Uddhav came with a message from Krishna. What is it called? Well, that's Brahmar Gita. But he came with his message. And now it's when Akura came to take Krishna to Mathura, there's a different mood. Similar, but a very intense mood of separation now. So in Mahabharata it's called Spurti. It says, Achambite, suddenly Spure Krishna Mathura Gamana. Mathura Gamana means going to Mathura. And Spure means a vision, a very strong vision came within the heart and mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, what's happening? My Krishna, this Akura is coming and taking my Krishna out of Vrindavan. He's going to Mathura. What is this? Udgurna Dasha Vaila Unmad Lakshan. Udgorna Dasha. Mahaprabhu now entered an ecstatic condition known as Udgorna, and he displayed the Lakshana, the different symptoms of madness. Ramanandera Gala Dari Karena Pralapan Sorupe Puchena Mani Nija Sakyagan. Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman, holding Rai Ramananda by the neck. So this means Rai Ramananda is Vishakta, is holding Vishakha by the neck. Taking support of Vishakha. And then Mahaprabhu questions Surup Damodar, thinking him to be his gopi friend, Nija Sakigan, Surupe Puchenawani. Puchena means question. So seeing or understanding that Surup Damodar is actually Lita Sakhi, then Radharani says, you're Nija Sakigan. Nija Sakigan, you're in my Sakigan. Asta Shakis, they're in Radharani's Sakigan. They're her group of Sakis. So then, holding on to Vishakha, otherwise Mahaprabhu is going to collapse. Radharani is going to collapse under the weight of her separation. It's too heavy to bear, so take support from the pillar of Vishakha. Vishakha is acting like a pillar of support for Mahaprabhu in this madness. When you're mad, it says unmad. Unmad, as I said, means highly intoxicated. When someone's intoxicated, can they walk straight? Intoxicated means drunk. No. So Mahaprabhu is drunk and separation, unmad. So he can't stand, so he's, oh Vishakha. The four legs are better than two. Four wheel drive. Right? There's two legs of Mahaprabhu and two legs of Vishakha. So now he's questioning him. He's questioning Surup Damodar. Purve yena Vishakare. Radhika Puchila, Se Shloka Pari Pralapa, Korite Lagila. As Radharani inquired from Vishakha, Mahaprabhu, reciting that same verse, began speaking like a madman. This is a verse from Lalita Madhav by Rupa Goswami. Kwa Ananda Kula Chandrama, Kwa Shiki Chandra Kalankriti, Kwa Mandra Murali Rava, Kwa Nu Surendra Nila Duty, Kwa Rasa Rasa Tandavi, Kwa Saki Jiva, Raksho Shadir, Nidir, Nidir Mamasurita Maha, Kwa Patahanta Ha Dig Vidhim. In other words, where? Radharani and Krishna Leela one time, and so many times, feeling intense pangs of separation from Krishna, she would hold Vishakha around the neck, clutch Vishakha's neck, and staggering in the kunj, or staggering along the banks of the Yamuna, because Krishna has not come. Krishna has stood Radharani up, he has not arrived at the appointed time at the Sanket Kunj, and she's feeling so distressed and so unhappy. So she says, Sakhi, where is Krishna, who is like the moon rising from the ocean of Maharaj Nanda's dynasty? Nandakula, Chandrama. He said, Chandrama. In Hindi, they call the moon Chandrama. When they see the moon, they fold their hands and say, Jai Chandrama. And we simply say, Chandradev ki jai. Kwa Nandakula Chandrama. Where is that moon rising over the dynasty in the family of Nanda Maharaj? Kwa Nanda Kula Chandrama. Then, where is Krishna? His head decorated with a peacock feather. Kwa Shiki Chandra Chandra Kalankriti. Where is he? Where is Krishna, whose flute produces such a deep sound? Mandra Murali Rava. This is Mandra. Mandra means deep. Mandra Murali Rava. Oh, where is Krishna, whose bodily luster is like the luster of a blue Indranila jewel? Kwa nu Surendra Nila Duty. the duty, the effulgence, the light of a Nilamani, blue sapphire. Where is Krishna so expert in the rasa dancing? Qua rasa rasa tandavi. Tandavi, you've heard of tandavi? You've heard of Shiva? Tandav nritya. One foot up here, hand ha, ha, ta, ta. So this is tandavi. So rasa. This is rasa rasa. Rasa rasa tandavi. Such an expert dancer. Where is that expert dancer? I'm waiting for him. Where? Why hasn't he come? Where is he? Oh, where is he who can save my life? Saki Jiva, Jiva Raksho. Raksho, Raksho Shadhir. He can protect my Jiva. He can save my... Oh, Saki, where is he? Only he can protect my life. My life is about to leave me. If he doesn't come, I'll die. Kindly tell me where to find Krishna, the treasure of my life, Mamanditi, Surit Tamaha, and Surit, not only Surit, but Uttam Surit, Surit. Surit means the friend in my heart, the dearest heartfelt friend. He is near to me as my heart is. How near is our heart? Our heart is quite near. If it goes a little far away, if it goes a few inches away, then Haribo, you are finished. So Surit, she's saying, Surit Tamaha, that Uttam Surit, he's the topmost possible friend that anyone could ever have. And he's always residing in my heart, and my heart is always residing in his heart. But where is he? Mama Nidhi, he's my treasure, he's my jewel, he's my everything. Nidhir mama surit tamaha kwa batahantaha dig nidhan vidim. This dik vidim. Vidi is the name for the maker of destiny. Dik means the hell will damn you. Like we say, God damn it, you know. Someone does something, they say, God damn it. So dig means fi. Sometimes they translate dig, D-H-I, not like directions, but D-I-G, dig, D-H-I-G, means fie on this creator, this providence. What, the shaper of my destiny made my destiny like this. Kindly tell me where to find Krishna, the treasure of my life and the best of my friends. Feeling separation from him, I hereby condemn providence, the shaper of my destiny. Because Radharani is totally mad in separation from Krishna. Absolutely mad. And this verse is being recited by Mahaprabhu here in Jagannath Puri, in the Gambira, clutching the neck of Ishaka and speaking to Swarup Damodar. Intense separation. And Radharani doesn't know what to do. She's looking at her sakis, at Lalita, and holding on to Ishaka. She says, it's providence! He's caused all this. This is my destiny, to be separated from my lover. This is not fair. It's not just. It's not right. But it's the way it is. So this is Lalita Madhav. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. Continues to speak. Like a madman. Se shloka pari pralap karita lagila. So now he continues. Now he's speaking in Bengali. That was Sanskrit. Now he's speaking Bengali. Or we could say rather Navadvip Bhasha. We have Braj Bhasha, the language of Krishna and Vrindavan, which is not really Hindi, it's Braj Bhasha. And then we have Navadvip Bhasha. So now he's speaking. Rajendra Kula Dugda Sindhu Krishna Tahi Pornendu Janme Kaila Jagat Ujora Kantya Mrita Jeba Pie Nirantara Pia Jie Braja Janera Nayana Chakora. Rajendra Kula. The family of Maharaj Nanda is just like an ocean of milk, dugda. Dugda Sindhu, ocean of milk, the milk ocean, wherein Krishna has arisen like the full moon to illuminate the entire universe. Krishna Tai Purna Indu. Indu is the name for a moon. The complete moon, the full moon. Janmi Kaila Jagat Ujhor. Ujhor means Ujwala. Well, you say Ujwala Nilamani. Ujwala means very brilliant, or to illuminate. This full moon of Krishna has arisen from the milk ocean of Nanda Maharaj and is illuminating the entire universe. This full moon is so powerful. It's illuminating the entire universe. Ujhor. The eyes of the Brijbasis are like Chakora birds. Nayana, Brajajana, Brajajana Nayana Chakora. Brajajana Nayana Chakora. Brajajana Nayana Chakora. Brajajana Nayana Chakora. Brajajanera Nayana Chakora. The eyes, Chakora eyes. Maybe sometimes some love song, someone says, "Oh my baby, you have jewel eyes." Or something like that. "Oh, you have jewel eyes," or whatever. But this is Chakora eyes. You have eyes like a bird? What is this? No, this is not an ordinary bird. It's not bird. You may have a bird brain. But that bird eyes is a rather strange thing. These are very small eyes. They're all just black in color. Nothing significant. Black-eyed birds. Teeny little eyes. But this is a Chakora bird. Chakora birds, their eyes are like Chakora birds. Not that their eyes are like the eyes of a Chakora, but their eyes have the nature of a Chakora bird. Chakora bird, he is a very mystical bird that when he lives by drinking the moonbeams. That's called Ripley's, believe it or not, Guinness Book of Records. He drinks the moonbeams. Excited, yeah, because there's no moonbeams, he can't eat. So he gets excited. Oh, here's my lunch. Just like we'll get excited in a few minutes when we have Jagannath Mahaprasadam, which is coming, I think it was 6 o'clock or something. Our Chakora bird eyes will become very excited. And our eyes will fly into that prasadam, followed immediately by our tongue. Our hands and our tongue. Our tongue, hands, eyes will fly in, and our hands will fly in, and our mouth will fly in. So they live by drinking moonbeams. So what is the moon in this analogy? The moon is Krishna, Krishna Chandra. The Brajajanera Chakora Nayana, the eyes of the Brajajana, of the residents of Vrindavan, are like Chakora birds. They have this nature. They don't want to eat anything else. They don't want to drink anything else. They don't want to subsist on anything else. They don't want to be maintained by anything else except the face of Krishna. Nayan, the Vadanam of Krishna. The eyes of the residents of Brajajana are like Chakora birds that continuously drink the nectar. It says Nirantara. Nirantara P-A-G-A. Nirantara means Nirant. No end, no end. There's no end. They just, all the time, they drink the nectar of the Kant Amrit, the nectar of Krishna's luster. And thus they live peacefully. Very interesting. Prabhupada's giving us such a beautiful point here. In the Bengali, Mahaprabhu is speaking in his pralap. In his madness, he's saying that Kanti Amrita, Nirantara Piya Jiye. G-A means like jiva. It means to sustain, to keep alive. And Prabhupada translates this as live peacefully. There's no word peace in the Bengali. But this you can say, the term you can say is poetic license, the license of the poet, to describe according to his whim or his bhav or his love, the object of his description or the person of his description. Well, in this case, it's called the bhav. It's called the prem vichar, the consideration of love, and the type of love that Prabhupada has in his heart, and his own experience, because Prabhupada himself is seeing that beautiful Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra Vandanam. He's seeing the beautiful moon-like face of Krishna, and he knows, by his own dint of his own experience, Prabhupada knows that when one sees the beautiful face of Krishna, then he can live peacefully. He can live very peacefully, very happily. So he's saying that the Brajajana, Nayana Chakora, Their eyes are like chakora birds, and they're drinking the Kanti Amrit. Kanti means the effulgence, the light, Kanti, not the Kanti. And it says that Nirantara Pija, Nirantara Pija, that they're always drinking it continuously. Pija means drink, and then Jia means literally, if someone like us that doesn't know any Bengali, if we translate, we would say, with their eyes, with their chakora bird eyes, the Brajajana, the Brijvasis, are drinking the effulgence of Krishna's moon-like body, and they're maintaining their lives in that way. Sustaining their lives, because that's what Jia means. But this whole twist, living peacefully, it gives such a sweetness. It gives such a, it rounds out the corners. And how can one bring out the sweetness of translation unless he's seeing it? Just like speakers, when you hear from some very elevated speakers, they bring out such sweetness of the books, of the Bhagavatam, or of whatever books. Because their own revelations and their own perceptions are advanced. They're advanced devotees. We've heard many, not many, but we've heard a few advanced devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When they speak, it's unbelievable. It's so satisfying, it's so nourishing, and so it penetrates deep into the recesses of the mind, because it's stimulating and enlightening, but deep into the recesses of the heart, because it's full of bhav and full of prem. So, of course, we can't imitate that. We can only hanker for such advanced association and pray for those days when we can meet such elevated souls and hear Harikatha from their holy lips. But all of us are just sitting here trying to read this book together, all sitting as students at the feet of Krishnadas Kaviraj and Srila Prabhupada. So Mahaprabhu is speaking in his madness to Lalita Sakhi. Sakhi, hey! Kota Krishna Karaha Darshan Shaneke Jahara Mukha Na Dekila Pote Bhuka Shigra Dekhaha Na Rahe Jivan. O Sakhi, where is Krishna? Kindly let me see him. My heart breaks at not seeing his face even for a moment. Kindly show him to me immediately, otherwise I will die. Text 38. Ebrajara Ramani Kamarka Tapta Kumudini Nija Karamrita Diyadhan Prafulita Koreje Kahan Mora Chandra Se Tekaha Sakiraka Mora Pran Dekaha Sakiraka Mora Pran. Mahaprabhu and Radhabhav Unmad, Divyonmad Mahabhav, speaking to Lita, said, the Braja Ramanis. Ramani means the, you can say the Braja Ramani means the intimate confidential lovers of Braj. This is what Ramani means. It means those that have intimate association, men and women, is a Ramana. Like say Radha Raman. So Ramani, a Braja Ramani is someone who's enjoying conjugal bliss with her Raman. The women of Vrindavan are just like lilies growing hot in the sun of lusty desires. Kam Arka Tapta Kumudini. Like we have Konark. Arka means sun. And Kam means lust, desire. Kam Arka. Kam Arka Tapta. Tapta means intense heat. Very intense burning. Scorching sunlight. Kam Arka Tapta Kumudini. It's a very interesting play out that what he's doing here. These Kumudini, Krishnanika Kumudini. Kumudini is translated as lily because it's hard to explain to people in a Western audience. But a kumud is a night blooming lotus flower. It blooms at night and it's white. It's white color. It's interacting with the moon. Moon is white, the flower is white. And it's very soft, like a lotus. It's a lotus flower, it's very soft. And very gentle, and very moist, and very cool, and very refreshing. And very much alive and blossoming. Now that, what is that flower compared to? The Those are the Brajaramanis. The Brajaramanis are these these lotus flowers. The Brajaramanis are these tender lotus flowers growing in the lake of Krishna's love. The lotus flower is going down and is growing in a lake. So these tender lotus flowers are drinking that ras of Krishna's love, Prem Ras, and they're growing in the lake of Madhurya Ras. And now, what's happening, they're saying, these lilies, because of their desire, Kamarka Tapta, they're burning. These lilies are growing hot, they're becoming scorched in the sun of lusty desires. But Moonlight Krishna makes them all jubilant by bestowing upon them the nectar of his hands. Nija kar amrita ni diya dhan. It's very simple. If you know Hindi, then you can know Bengali. Right? Kara in Sanskrit or Bengali means hand. Nija kara, his hands are amrit. They're like nectar. Diya dhan. He's giving this charity. This is interesting. This is the charity. He's giving, Don means charity. You've heard Don. Don Leela, Don Kaili. So Diya Don, he's giving this charity of the touch of his lotus hands. So then they feel, this is nice, relieved. Oh, Saki. And what's happening to them? So he's touching them with the nectar. His nectar, his hands are like nectar. There's nectar in his hands. Nija Karamrita, Diya Don. He gives them this charity of his, the nectar of his hand. And how do they respond? Because they're flowers. Remember, they're kumudini. So when the flower, when the sun touches the flower in the morning, the lotus is closed at night. And when the sun rays, the arkakara, the hands of the sun rays touch the lotus flower in the morning, what happens? It opens. So the kumud flower, it's interacting with the moon. So when the moon shines, the rays of the moon touch the flower, it opens. So the moon is Krishna Chandra, and the flowers are the gopis. And his hands are the moonshine. His hands, because there's the moon, but then there's the moonshine. The moon doesn't touch you, it freezes to death. The moonshine touches you. So Krishna Chandra is the moon, but his hands is the shine, the moonshine. Follow. So what do they do? That's the next verse. Prafulita Karije. Prafulita. They become, prafula means full-blown. Full-blown, praful. We say full, like praful. Prakrishnarena full. The full-blown, fully blossomed. They become fully jubilant. Their hearts blossom, their minds blossom, their bodies blossom. Because if your heart is blossoming, what happens? Blossoming means opening. If your heart is expanding, if your heart is blossoming, if your heart is prafulita, because of bhav, because of feelings, because of love, then your face blossoms. Because the face is the index of the heart. The heart is seen on the face. So when the heart is blossoming with love for Krishna, then the face is blossoming. The face is a flower and the heart is a flower. But if your heart flower is closed, then your face is closed. If your heart flower is black, then your face flower is black. It's like this. Oh, Saki, where is my moon now? Kahan Mora Chandra say, my moon, where is Mora Chandra? Where is my Kahan Mora Krishna Chandra? Where is my Krishna Chandra? Can you tell me? Where is he gone? So this is Mamta Bab, possession, Mora. Mora Prananath, my Prananath, my Chandra, not yours. Hey, get out. This is my moon. This is my moon. See this bhav, this intensity, possession. Kahan Mora Chandra say, hey Saki, where is my moon now? Take ha Saki, Raka Mora Pran. Save my life by showing him to me. Mora Pran, my life, my very life force, Raka. Raka, save it, protect it, Saki. Otherwise, Kahan Sechu Daratam, Shiki Pinchara Udhan, Nava Mege Jaina Indra Dhanu, Pitambara Tadit Duti, Mukta Mala Bakapanti, Navam Buddha Jini Shamatanu. Navam Buddha Jini Shamatanu. Shamtanu. That beautiful blackish body. Oh, Saki, where's that beautiful crown with a peacock feather? Chudaratam. Upon it, like a rainbow upon a new cloud. It's called, we say in Hindi, when they see a rainbow, they call it Indradhanu. Indra is a heavenly god, and Danu means bow. Danodar, holder of the bow. So Indradhanu. So Krishna, he is like, he's so blue. He's so dark blue, like the blues, especially his color of Krishna, is not this kind of blue. It's like the blue in the monsoon season. Because if you live in Vrindavan year-round, you see how the sky changes different colors, different seasons. So in the monsoon time, in July, August, then the sky is this very deep, deep dark blue. And then sometimes there's this rainbow you see. Sometimes even double rainbow. Even I saw once a triple rainbow. I saw a triple rainbow and I thought, this is special. Because in the west I saw a single rainbow. And then once I saw a double rainbow, and my friend went up on the roof of the Gurukul and said, look, a double rainbow. And some Indian person said, oh, that's nothing. Haven't you seen a triple rainbow? I said, triple rainbow? I haven't seen that. So then I got to see a triple rainbow. Just whoosh, 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 like this. I thought, this is the magic of Vrindavan. So the Radharani is saying that this peacock feather is like a rainbow on top of this cloud of Krishna, the sky of Krishna. Where are those yellow garments? Pitambara Tarit, Tarit Duti, that are shining like lightning. And where is that necklace of pearls that resembles flocks of ducks flying in the sky? Muktamala Bakapanti. Like, you heard of Bakasura? Everyone's heard of Bakasura, the duck demon? Krishna split his beak in half. So it's Bakapanti. Panti means a group, a flock, a row, Panti. So sometimes you see in the sky, especially towards winter time, the birds are flying in formation going south. And the Himalayas are flying over. So many birds fly over Vrindavan. Even they have in Bharatpur, they have a bird sanctuary. It's one of the famous bird sanctuaries of North India. It's a very vast area, and all the birds, they stop off there. But many of them they don't have very good navigation, so they think that Vrindavan is Bharatpur. they miss the airport. So they land in the lakes of, like, they land, there's one opposite my place where I stay in Radhakund, there's a lot of water collects over there. It's only from the runoff of the streets, but it's always there, so it basically is a lake. It's a man-made lake. And there's even fish there. Some Bengalis, they fish over there. But these ducks and all these ducks and storks and all these kinds of characters, they light the light over there, and they stand there, big 3-foot legs, 4-foot legs, big long things, beak like this, and storks and all kinds of amazing birds, very many amazing birds. And they're on their way south. So when Krishna's pearl necklace on his chest, his dark blue chest and his pearls, because there's so many pearls, it looks like birds flying across the sky, migrating south. It's a beautiful imagery of the poets, Krishnadas Kaviraj. The blackish body of Krishna triumphs over the new blackish rain cloud. Navam Buddha, Navam Buddha Jini, Jini Shamtanu. Ambuddha, Ambuddha means... And Nava Ambuddha means a bag of water. Ambuddha means bag of water, a cloud. Nava means a new fresh rain cloud, a new rain cloud. Jini means jita. It conquers. What conquers that rain cloud? The Sham Tanu, the body of Sham. It's so blue and so electric and so shiny and so effulgent and glossy. And it's also full of ras. A rain cloud is full of ras. If you poke it, then the water falls out. Right, the lightning pokes a cloud and then water comes out, like a bag of water. So in the same way, if you can touch Krishna, if Krishna touches you, then you'll get, it's called Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini. If Krishna touches you, if Krishna touches your mind, if your mind touches Krishna, if your heart touches Krishna, then the Kadambini, Kadambini means a bank of clouds. A row of clouds of sweetness will fall on your heart and on your mind. Just like when a rain cloud is pierced by the tadit, by the lightning strike, by the thunderbolt. When it's pierced by the thunderbolt, it releases all of its water on the land. So the dry land of our heart, can be drenched by the sweet rains of Krishna's love when we become qualified for that great blessing. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So all these beautiful words that we're hearing and trying to understand and meditate upon are being given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's sharing with us out of his kindness of his heart. He's sharing with us his most confidential treasure. The most confidential treasure of Mahaprabhu's heart is his love, is Radharani's love for Krishna. How intense, how deep, how profound, how sweet, how enchanting, how attractive. And usually people don't share such intimate things with anybody. Something that's very valuable, something that's very intimate, you don't go tell the world. Even your jewelry, which is some stupid mundane thing, you'd lock in some bank vault somewhere. Some bank locker, you lock all your bangles and necklaces, and every blue moon you bring it out and show off to all your friends. Show off your necklaces or something. So even a mundane, worthless, just some metal, something from the earth, some metal we have so much care for. It's so private and so secret. We go into the bank vault, they close the curtain. We open our little locker, look around, put in our pocketbook, come out. And then we wait for that big party and we put on and show off everybody. Then immediately back we hide it. Next day, right to the bank and hide it in case a chore comes and steals it. But this is really something. This is something tangible. This is living. It's not some dead matter like gold, diamonds. It's all dead. This is living matter. This is not even matter. This is living. This is chit vastu. This is spiritual substance. This is prem. This is Bhagavan prem. Radha Govinda prem is so valuable. You can't calculate how valuable it is. Mahaprabhu is just distributing it. Listen, hear all these subjects. Kaviraj, write these things down. Let this be distributed. Let people meditate on these subjects. Let them understand the depth of Radharani's heart. Let them try to go there, find a place there, render some service there. And of course, if you read it and nothing happens and nothing registers and have no response, then okay, no problem. But someone, somewhere, somehow will be affected. And that's all that Lord Chaitanya wants. He's giving, he's freely offering. Do you want it? Take it. If you don't want it, don't take it. Ek bara jara nayane lage saratara ridaya jage. Krishna tano jena amara. It's a different amrat atta. Nare mani pashe hai jatne nahi bahirai tano nahi seya kulera kanta. Radharani, in her madness of love for Krishna and separation, says, if a person's eyes even once capture that beautiful body of Krishna, that vision will always remain prominent within his heart. Ek bar jara nayana lage saratara ridaya jage. Rida jage. Lage jage. You take it, you keep it. You take it, then it enters your heart. Lage jage. Krishna's body resembles the sap of the mango tree. For when it enters the minds of women, it will not come out, despite great endeavor. Thus Krishna's extraordinary body is like a thorn of the Seya berry tree. Kanta. Kanta. It's a thorn. So that's something that's deep. Doesn't come out. What can take it out? What can take Krishna? If Krishna is a thorn and becomes embedded in your heart, only another thorn can take it out. And there's no other thorn. Krishna is only one. There's only one Krishna. So if Krishna enters your heart like a thorn, only Krishna can take it out. It's very interesting. Because you take out a thorn with a thorn. So Radharani is saying, Krishna, he is a thorn in my heart. I suppose, I don't know what this tree is, Seya Kulera. It's in the Seya family. There's some type of tree called Seya, which obviously must have a very long and very hard thorn. Everyone has experienced in Vrindavan Babul Kanta. Babul thorn. It's about this long. And it's a very nice thorn. Have you ever stepped on one? On the Parikrama of Giriraj? That's called Babul. Babul thorn. And it's black color. And it's very nice. And it's, the end of it has some poison on it. So when you step on it, it punctures your foot. And that hurts. When you take it out, the poison still burns your foot. It's very special. So you can remember that event for a long time. Even though the thorn is out, the poison's in. So now, that's Babul. So I suppose the thorn of a Seya berry tree is even more ferocious. And despite great endeavor, they can't get it out. Krishna's extraordinary body, so beautiful. I saw once Krishna's beauty, and that beauty entered so deeply into my heart. It was driven in like with a sledgehammer. Like you put a, like the, ever see the guys fixing the railway tracks? They put in a railroad spike, and then they take a sledgehammer, tong, 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 and they pound that spike in to hold down the rails into the wood. At least in America, they would. Here they have some cement or something. And then, so Radharani is saying that I saw Krishna's beauty once, and that beauty entered my heart like a thorn, and it went deep, deep, deep into my foot or into my heart, and I can't get it out. No matter how much I endeavor, I can't remove that vision from my heart. I can't remove that darshan. I can never forget it. I can never forget Krishna. It's impossible. And that thorn, if thorn means something painful, this analogy here is a thorn. That okay, he's beautiful, he's sweet, he's gentle and soft. So this is very, Radharani is really, I mean, who can solace Radharani at a time like this? Who can comfort Radharani? Srup Damodar and Rai Ramananda is doing his job. He's holding Radharani up. Because Radharani's leaning on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his arm around. And Srup Damodar is just listening. Srup Damodar is just listening. He's all ears. What can he say? What can you say? How can you respond to such a statement? What can you say to, oh, it's okay, it's not a very big thorn. It's not a very big thorn in your heart. It's not that big. I know you can't get it out, but just tolerate. Tolerate the thorn, Radharani. Can Srup Damodar Lita say that? Speechless. This is what they call a soliloquy. Soliloquy means that you stand on the stage and say, to be or not to be. It's called soliloquy. Solo. Solo means one. Liko means speech. Like we say, he's loquacious. There's a word in English, loquacious. It means he's very good in speech. But that's what Lord Chaitanya is doing in this mood of Radha Bhava. He's just speaking. Crying out, he's really crying out his heart in madness. Prabhupada said he's crazy. This whole section, you have to remember the introduction to this section. These are wild, insane performances, Prabhupada said in verse 31 of chapter 19 of Antilila. Wild, insane performances. Jiniyata maladyuti indranila samakanti sekantite jagatmatai shingara rasa sara chani tate chandra jochna sani jani vidi niramilatai jani vidi niramilatai. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna's bodily luster shines like the Indra Nila gem and surpasses the luster of a tamal tree. The luster of Krishna's body drives the entire world mad because providence has made his body transparent by refining the essence of the mellow of conjugal love and mixing it with moonshine. Now that's quite a creative feat. Chandra Jyotsna Sani, Shringar Rasasara Chani. The same as Hindi. Bengali, so if you know Hindi, you can learn Bengali in five weeks. What is this thing? What, you go like this or sifting something? What's it called? Chani. What's this word? Chani. Chani means sifting. Sar chani. Sifting the essence of what? Shringar ras. What is Shringar ras? Shringar ras means Madhuri ras, conjugal love. And not only conjugal love, but Shringar means this parakiya bhav. This paramour love is Shringar ras. Shringar ras sara chani chandra jyotsna sani. So first sifting, first filtering and sifting the essence. Shringar ras sara chani, filtering the essence of Shringar ras, and then sani, mixing it with moonshine. So this rasa, this Shringar rasa sara, Shringar rasa sara chani, then chandra jyotsna sani. First you filter you get the essence of Shringar ras, and you filter, then you mix it with moonshine, and that's the luster of Krishna's body. His body is shining with conjugal love. Can you imagine? Shringara Sara Chani Chandra Jyotsna Chani. Jani Vidi Niramilatai. Then this is that Providence has done this. He's made it. Providence has made it transparent by refining the essence of the mellow of conjugal love and mixing it with moonshine. So this is how Radharani sees Krishna's body. We see Krishna's body every day. We go to the temple. We have darshan of Shamsundar or Madhav, Radha Madhav, Radha Shamsundar, or Govindaji, or whomever your Thakurji is, your Ishta. Do we see Krishna's body like this? So it's just black, and maybe shiny, maybe marble, maybe granite. Or is it Krishna, or is it a murti, or I don't know. Maybe they said it is, but maybe I don't know. I can't see. I want to try to believe, but I really can't. Maybe next life. Better luck next time. But this is Sakshat Krishna. Shamasundar Vrindavan is Sakshat Krishna, directly Krishna. But do we see like that? What beautiful description, Radharani. Who can describe Krishna better than Radharani? It's called Guna Katha. This is called Guna Kirtan. There's Leela Kirtan, describing Krishna's Leela and pastimes, and there's Nam Kirtan. Hariharaya Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama. There's Nam Kirtan, chanting Krishna's names. And there's Guna Kirtan, glorifying Krishna's qualities. Guna Kirtan, Kirtan. So Lord Chaitanya is engaging in Guna Kirtan. Who's engaging? Radharani. This is Radharani's Guna Kirtan. And whose qualities is she glorifying? Krishna's. This is Radharani's Vyasa Puja offering. I guess Vyasa Puja, then we glorify our Guru. And so all, of course, over-exaggerated and everything. So, usually highly exaggerated. The whole idea is to love everyone. And then we're hearing about this intense love of Radharani for Krishna. Just see how much Radharani is absorbed in Krishna's form. She's describing his qualities so wonderfully. His body shines like blue sapphire, it's more lustrous than a tamal tree. And providence has made it is the complexion, Krishna's complexion is transparent. And what is Krishna's body is made of Shringar Ras. Krishna's body is made of Shringar Ras, and Radharani's body is made of Mahabhav. Radharani Thakurani, Mahabhav Sarupini. Mahabhav Sarupini. Radharani's body is made of Mahabhav. And Krishna's body is made of Shringar Ras. Shringar Rasaraj. Shringar Rasaraj Sri Krishna, and Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. Radha Thakurani, Mahabhav Sarupini. And Shringar Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Or Shringar Rasaraj Krishna. He's a Rasaraj, Shringar Ras. And they come together, you can imagine what fireworks happens. When Shringar Rasaraj Krishna comes together with Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani, that's like the most unbelievable display of fireworks you could ever imagine. Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Te Ro Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Te Ro Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shama, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. So now Lord Chaitanya goes on, and Radharani is speaking more in separation, in the madness of separation. Kahanse Murali Dwani, Nava Briha Garjita Jini, Jagat Akarshe Shavane Jahara, Utti Dhaya Brajajan. Trishita Chatakagan Asipi Kantyamrita Dara. So now Radharani is in separation, remembering all different aspects of Krishna. His dress, what he's wearing, and what his complexion is. It's kind of getting deeper and deeper, closer and closer. She's describing his crown. His hands, where I want him to touch me, then that's not possible. Well, let me remember his crown and his yellow garments, and now his beautiful body shining under those garments, and his beautiful bodily luster. And now, what about that flute? Oh yes, Muralidhar. His flute. And then she says, Muralidhar. Oh yes, Muralidhar. Kahan say Murali Dwani. Nava Briya Garjita Jini. She's saying, where is that Murali Dwani? Where is that vibration? Dwani, like we say Prem Dwani, right? After Artik, we say Prem Dwani. Niti Lila Pravishtam, Ashutara Satoshi Shimari, Sivakivananda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. That's called Prem Dwani. So with love, we remember all these great personalities and forms of the Lord, and we glorify them. Jai, Jai, Jai. But this is Murali Dwani. Murali Dwani, the sound, that vibration of Krishna's Murali. Kahan Murali Dwani, where is that sound? Where is that wonderful sound? Navabriya Garjita Jini. Navabriya Garjita Jini. It conquers, that sound conquers the vibration of rain clouds. In the rainy season, that's one of the beautiful features in the rainy season, is that the rumbling of the clouds. Isn't it exciting? So now Radharani is remembering Krishna's flute. Mahaprabhu is relishing that memory, relishing those feelings and madness of separation, clutching the neck of Vishakha and looking into the eyes of Lalita, searching the eyes of Lalita for some solace. And the eyes of Lita are also crying in separation from Krishna. And Radharani is crying in separation. Mahaprabhu is crying in separation. The deep vibration of Krishna's flute surpasses the thundering of new clouds and attracts the ears of everyone in the world. Thus the Brijvasis rise They rise up and they chase after that sound, drinking the showering nectar of Krishna's bodily luster like thirsty chataka birds. Uti thaya vrajajan trishita chatakagan. The Vrijvasis, first they hear Krishna's flute, and this is what happens to the gopis. Vrijvasis, Vrajajana means Vrajajana Ranjana. Vrajajana Ranjana, the Vrajajanas that Radharani's talking about is the Vrajaramanis. Who is this Murali? She says, Murali Dwani. Who is hearing the Murali? Who can hear the Murali? Can Yashoda hear the Murali? Can Rohini hear the Murali? Can Balaram hear the Murali? The answer is N-O. No. The gopis. So the cows, they can hear the Venu, the very short flute. The cows can hear that. They can't hear the Murali. And the gopas, they can hear the Vamshi and the Venu. And the gopis can hear the Vamshi in the daytime. But in the nighttime, no one can hear the Murali but the gopis. Murali Dwani. It's reserved. All rights reserved for the gopis. Only their ears can perceive that sound. It's very special. So when she's saying Murali Dwani Uti, Brajajana Uti, that when the Brajajana, when they hear the sound of the Murali, they rise up. Those Brajajana are the gopis. So Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, when we gopis hear the sound of Krishna's Murali at night, we jump up. We drop everything we're doing. The cakes are cooking in the oven. We're feeding our husbands or getting dressed. We drop everything. We run. We run to pursue that sound. Then as we're running, we're seeing Krishna in a sound of his flute. And we're running and running. And then finally we see in a distance Krishna's bodily luster. And when we see that luster, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, our ears, our whole body turns into what does it say? Thirsty chataka birds. A chataka bird, he only lives by drinking the rain from the water from the cloud. There may be so many lakes on the ground and so many fresh reservoirs of water on the ground, but no matter how thirsty he is, he will not take any water but that rain falling from a rain cloud. He's very particular. So the gopis, they're running, and it says here, they pursue the sound of the Murali, and then they drink the shower of nectar of Krishna's bodily luster like thirsty chataka birds. And someday in some lifetime, we'll be running there also. The gopis will run, the Murali will sound, and we'll run from our houses in Yavat. We'll run from there, side by side, in association with Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, Nayanamani Mandri, Kamala Mandri. And our Sakhi Guru Sakhi, and his Mandri Sarup. And we'll be running. And we'll be hearing this Murali. And we'll be seeing this luster of Krishna's body. This is a prayojan. This is a destination. Like they say, destination unknown. Should be very much known. Morase kala nidhi pranaraksha mahoshadi sakhi morateno suritam deya jiye tanhavine dike jivane vidikare ete vidambana. Krishna is a reservoir of art and culture, and he is the panacea that saves my life. He's the medicine that saves my life. Oh, my dear friend, since I cannot live without Krishna, who is the best among my friends, I condemn the duration of my life. I think that Providence has cheated me in many ways. Dejana jite nahi chai, tare kena jijai, vidiprati ute krodha shoka, vidire kare bhatsan, Krishna Dena Olahan Pari Bhagavat Tera Eka Shlok. Why does Providence continue the life of one who does not wish to live? Why does Providence continue the life of one who does not wish to live? This thought aroused anger and lamentation in Mahaprabhu, who then recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that chastises providence and makes an accusation against Krishna. And this is from Viraha Gita. This is the first verse of Viraha Gita, chapter 39, the 10th canto. Verse 19 to verse 30. There's 12 verses called Viraha Gita, Viraha. When this is the first verse where the gopis stayed up all night knowing that Akura was going to take Krishna the next day out of Vrindavan to Mathura. They stayed up all night crying and talking to each other and crying and moaning and falling here and there. Then they gathered the next day at Nandagram in front of the chariot of Akura. And then so, not being able to find that Krishna and feeling great dissatisfaction, Mahaprabhu spoke this verse, remembering the gopis and absorbed in Radhabhav. Maybe this verse was even spoken by Radharani, because different verses were spoken by different gopis in that Viraha Gita. So now this is Radharani. Mahaprabhu's Radharani is speaking this verse. Aho vidattas tavana kuchitaya samyoja maitya pranayena dehena tamshchakritartan pyunakshya partakam vicheshtitam terbaka cheshtitam yata. O Providence, have you no mercy? You bring embodied souls together through friendship and affection. But before their desires are fulfilled, you separate them. Your activities are like the foolish pranks of children. So here, Radharani is speaking, at least in terms of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is repeating this verse that the gopis spoke because they were desperate. They saw that none of the other Brijvasis were doing anything to stop Krishna from mounting the chariot of Akura, and Krishna was simply blasé. He was simply preoccupied with his own thoughts. He wasn't even looking at them or paying any attention or any way trying to reciprocate or solace them. And they said, what is this? All the Brijvasis are going crazy. Don't I understand that that we're all going to end up dead tomorrow? Don't they understand this? That this Akura was so cruel that he's taking Krishna away from us, and when he goes to Mathura and everyone realizes what's happened, what calamity has happened, tomorrow we'll all die. Don't they realize that they're all arranging for their own suicide by letting Akura take away Krishna? No one's protesting, no one's saying anything. Oh, he's going to wrestle. He's going for a wrestling match. What's the problem? Okay, let's go. Back up the wagons, men, let's go. Pay our taxes to Kansa. So they didn't have any recourse. They didn't know where to look for shelter or support. So then Radharani looked up in the sky. Oh, Providence, you stupid! Can't you do anything? Can't you turn back the situation? Can't you prevent this calamity? What is this? What are you doing? You're like some foolish, you're pranks of a child. You're playing like some child. Prabhupada says in the purport, this verse was chanted by the damsels of Braj. Such a beautiful phrase. Prabhupada used to, when he would translate the gopis, he was the Braja gopis or sakis, he would say the damsels of Braj. The Braja damsels. Isn't that a nice phrase? Or sometimes you say the cowherd damsels. The cowherd damsels of Braj. This verse was chanted. This verse 10:39:19 from Viraha Gita, 10th canto. It was chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, in his Gambira Leela. And Prabhupada says that the gopis chanted this when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura with Akura and Balaram. The gopis were lamenting that Providence had made it possible for them to meet Krishna in love and affection, and then he separated them. Somehow God, Providence means God. God arranged, what good fortune for us that this beautiful boy was born in our same village. And we grew up together. We played together in Ramanreti. Ramanreti is the actual, we call Ramanreti there in Vrindavan, but the other Ramanreti is in Gokul. And there's very beautiful sands there and very beautiful trees on the bank of the Yamuna. It's very nice. Ramanreti is on the bank of the Yamuna there. But Ramanreti, where Krishna Balaram Temple, I guess it was the bank of the Yamuna at one time. The Yamuna moved away. So they would play together, and we grew up, and we had so many beautiful pastimes together. Now you're taking them away. What is this? Najanis prema marma vyarta karis parishama tora chesta bhalaka saman tora jari lagapaye tabe tore shiksha diye emana jena na karishvidan. Providence, you do not know the purport of loving affairs, and therefore you baffle all our endeavors. This is very childish of you. If we could catch you, we would give you a good lesson that you would never forget. And you would never again make such arrangements. Wow, just see the audacity, the boldness of the gopis. And this is Radharani. Said, listen, Providence, if we ever get a hold of you, if we ever meet you in an alley somewhere and there's nobody else around, we're going to beat the crap out of you. We're going to beat you to a pulp. Because you're such a stupid head. Such a stupid head that you introduced us to Krishna. You gave us this great delight, this great treasure. Now you've taken him away from us. We'll get back at you. Just you wait. You wait. That's what they're saying here. First Mahaprabhu Radharani is saying in separation, God, you're a stupid kid. You're like a foolish kid. Playing games. And then she says, this is very, very childish of you. And if we catch you, we'll give you a good lesson. You'll never again make such arrangements. You'll never again separate lovers. You'll bring lovers together? Okay, fine. But you'll never again play this game of separating them. It'll never happen. Are viri tui bara I nitura. Anyonya durabhajan prema karana samilan. Akritartan kene karish dura. O cruel Providence, you are very unkind, for you bring together in love people who are rarely in touch with each other. Then, after you have made them meet, but before they are fulfilled, you again spread them far apart. Dura, karis dura, akritartan. Akrita, they're unsuccessful. Are viri akarun. Dekhana Krishnanan Netramana Lobaila Mora Shaneke Karitepan Karinila Anyastan Papa Kaili Datta Apahara. Radharani goes on berating Providence. She's really beating down Providence. Oh Providence, you are so unkind. You reveal the beautiful face of Krishna and make our mind and eyes very greedy for that face. But after we drink the nectar of Krishna's face for only a moment, you whisk Krishna away to another place. This is a great sin, because you thus take away what you have given as charity. Pap kaili datta apahar. Very interesting. First, the gopis are saying, or Radharani is saying, that Providence is like a foolish child. He's making pranks like a foolish child. And then they say that, you're like a foolish child, and you're doing all these pranks, and if we catch you, we'll teach you a good lesson. You'll never do this again. And then in this verse, they say, God, you're a sinner. It's very unusual. They say, Providence, you're a papi. Vidatas. Vidatas. Vidata means the creator. Hey, creator. Hey, Providence, you're a sinner. Then he says, What is that? How can you call me a sinner? I am the epitome of morality. I establish the laws of God, and I am the upholder of morality. I am the Mariyada Avatar. I am Ram. I have come to this world as Ram. I am famous as Mariyada Avatar. And I vanquish the miscreants. Right? Parichanaya Saranam Vinashaya Dushkritam. The Dushkriti Vinash. Vinashaya Duskrita. To Duskriti, the sinners and the papis, I annihilate them. I destroy them. With my arrows. With my rod of chastisement. Krishna says in Gita, I am the rod of chastisement. And now you? So what is, you have a lot of audacity. How can you call me a sinner? Oh, you are a sinner. You have given us all the scriptures. You have given us all the smritis and puranas and shrutis. These are all your gifts. The Shabda Brahman, the shastras, the teachings. And there it says, it talks all about charity. Who to give charity, when to give charity, why to give charity, the time, the place, everything is described in the shastras. And the Brahmins teach this to the mass of people. Then they know, oh, and even they remind you, when you go to a holy place, they say, oh, today is Sankranti. When you go to Radhakund, you meet the pandas, they say, hey, Maharaj, today is Sankranti, you should give a donation. Oh, today is Purnima, you should give a donation. These are the auspicious days, Sankranti, Purnima, Amavasya. Kaladesha Patra, time, place, and circumstance. Of course, Radhakund is the best place, Vrindavan. And I'm a Brahmin, so. Paisa dedo. Give me money. Bakshish, 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 bakshish. So in those books, those shastras that deal with giving charity, they also say that if you give something in charity to someone, and then you change your mind and then you take it back, that is a mahapap. Mahapap, very big sin, which you will go to hell and be punished for. Lizard. You can become King Nigga, or King Lizard. King of the well, Lizard of the well. King Lizard of the well. So Krishna and Bhagavan says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I haven't taken... Why are you accusing me? What charity have I given? What have I taken back? I'm Providence. Oh, you don't know? You don't know? You gave us Ujjvala Nila money. You gave us Ujjvala Nila money. You gave us that brilliant blue jewel of Shringhar Ras. Shringhar Ras. Shringhar Rasaraj, Sri Krishna. You gave us that Nila money, that valuable blue sapphire. You gave him to us. You made us appear in Braj, and you made him appear in Braj, and naturally we fell in love with him. He became our everything, and we became his everything. And then you took him away. You came here as a Krura, disguised as a Krura, and you've taken away the charity that you once gave us. So you are a sinner. This is logic. This is Shastra. In other words, the gopis pinned Providence. They pinned him. They cornered him, they, like in chess, you know, you can't get out. Checkmate. So, maybe in the future we'll talk more. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.